We have two distinct sections in this minuet, a section A, which is measures 1 through 16, and then a section B, which is measure 17 through 32. At 33, it goes back and repeats a section of section A again, so we will just call this A1, and that way we can make reference to it. And it will be measures 33 through 40. So let's start with section A, measures 1 through 16, and here are its first four measures. Because measures 1 and 2 are almost exactly like 3 and 4, we can work on these together. So right hand, we're starting on the G above middle C with finger 1. With it, left hand is playing the G below middle C with finger 1. So these will hit together. Left hand, stay down on your G, while the right hand then plays the B above the G it just played with finger 2, D above that with finger 3, then G above that with finger 5. The next we'll have this. Now what you're hearing there is the left hand playing the D below middle C with finger 2, with it right hand is playing the A above middle C with finger 1. These hit together, left hand stays down, and then right hand plays the F sharp above the A it just played with finger 4. Then we'll have this. Now you can hear the right hand is playing staccato, left hand is playing legato. So right hand, this is the G 2 above middle C with your 5th, and then the G right above middle C with your 1st, twice. Against that, the left hand is playing a G arpeggio. So this is the G 2 below middle C with the 5th, then the B above that with your 3rd or 4th, D above that with your 2nd, G above that with your 1st, back to D with your 2nd, and then B with your 3rd or 4th. Now the reason I say 3rd or 4th, some people can stretch more easily between the 4th and 5th to get from that G to the B, whereas other people cannot, and they have to use their 3rd finger on the B. So just see what works best for you. But the notes regardless are G, B, D, G, D, B. Now, when we hit this first G with our 5th finger, this is when the right hand plays that G2 above middle C staccato. Then left hand, B. When we get to the D here, left hand, this is where the right hand plays the G above middle C with finger 1 staccato. Then left hand plays the G above that D with finger 1. Comes back to the D, right hand play another G staccato. Then left hand finishes up with the B with the 3rd or 4th finger. And that's measures 1 and 2. Measures 3 and 4 are almost exactly the same, except that the left hand starts with the G 2 below middle C with the 5th. So we hit that while the right hand goes G, B, D, G. And then like before, when the right hand goes to A, F sharp, left hand will play the D above the G it just played with finger 2. Then measure 4 is just like measure 2. So that gets us through the first four measures. Let's take a look at the next group of measures.